The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Forensic examinations are expected to continue today in Chrysla in County Donegal following an explosion at a service station on Friday in which 10 people died. The four men, three women and three young people aged between 5 and 14 who died were officially named yesterday. Gardaí say an investigation to determine the cause of the explosion will take some time. Our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner.
The body of 24-year-old Jessica Gallagher, a young fashion designer, was the first to return to Creta last night. The remains of James O'Flaherty will be removed from Letterkenny at noon today, and his funeral will take place on Wednesday. It's the start of what will be an extremely tough week for the families of those killed in Friday's explosion, with funeral after funeral taking place. Part of the nightmare of shock and horror that Bishop Alan McGuckian said this community is now living through. Yesterday, numerous vigils were held across County Donegal, with communities showing their solidarity with those at the heart of this tragedy. And this evening, a candlelit vigil will be held at the Guildhall in Derry, where a book of condolence will open this afternoon. Eileen Magner, RTÉ News, Chrysla, County Donegal.
Pope Francis has expressed his condolences to all those suffering following the explosion in Chrysla. In a message to the Bishop of Raphoe, he said he was saddened to learn of the loss of life and the destruction caused by the blast in the village. An Post has invited the public to donate to a support fund at all post offices nationwide from today. Several explosions have rocked the Ukrainian capital Kiev this morning after Russia accused Ukraine of orchestrating a powerful blast that damaged a key bridge linking Russia and Crimea. Ukraine's public broadcaster quoted emergency services as saying there were dead and wounded in Kiev, but gave no further details of casualties. Explosions have also been reported in Dnipro in central Ukraine and Lviv and Ternopil in the west of the country. The last strikes in Kiev took place on the 26th of June. On Saturday, an explosion hit the bridge, a major supply route for Moscow's forces in southern Ukraine. Mr. Putin accused Ukraine's intelligence services of planning and carrying out the bridge attack.
There is no doubt this is an act of terrorism aimed at destroying Russia's critical civilian infrastructure. Its authors, perpetrators and beneficiaries are the security services of Ukraine.
The government has approved details of the new pension auto-enrollment scheme ahead of its expected introduction in 2024. Workers will automatically be signed up to a pension plan co-funded by their employer and the state, but they can opt out if they wish to leave. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This plan is for employees who were not already in an occupational pension scheme. Rather than opting in, they'll be automatically enrolled and will have to opt out if they wish to leave. Workers will have their pension savings matched on a one-for-one basis by their employer. The state will also provide a top-up of €1 for every €3 saved by the worker. The government has today approved the bill that will introduce the auto-enrolment scheme. It will now go before the Oireachtas Committee on Social Protection for pre-legislative scrutiny ahead of its expected introduction in early 2024. The Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, said it was a historic milestone in the journey towards enabling people who are currently without pension coverage to save for their retirement.
Senior White House adviser Derek Chollet, who has warned the British government not to take unilateral action on the Northern Ireland Protocol, will meet the main parties at Stormont today. Last week, he cautioned against any flare-ups and said the ongoing dispute needs to be resolved. He said transatlantic unity is very important and that working together is imperative. Mr. Chollet will first meet Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris, who has said he will trigger a fresh Stormont Assembly election if power sharing is not restored by the end of this month. He is then scheduled to hold a series of private meetings with Sinn Féin, the DUP, Alliance, Ulster Unionists and SDLP. Now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
A chilly and sunny start to the morning. There will be a mix of cloud and sunny spells during the day, with light showers in northern areas. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 15 degrees.